I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism, Power, Presence, and Perspective. You know that feeling when you're running around like a chicken with its head cut off? Juggling work, relationships, errands, maybe even trying to squeeze in some exercise and self-improvement? Yeah, we've all been there. But let's be honest, constantly pushing ourselves to the limit can lead to burnout faster than you can say, multitasking master. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial. Self-care. Not just because it sounds trendy or like a luxurious bubble bath, though those are nice, but because prioritizing your well-being is the foundation for everything else in your life. Think of self-care as your personal power-up. It's not selfish, it's essential. When you're running on empty, everything suffers: your relationships, your work performance, even your ability to enjoy that delicious slice of chocolate cake. Yes, that counts. So, let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your self-care game. First up, define what self-care means to you. It's not one size fits all, folks. For some, it's hitting the gym and sweating out those endorphins. For others, it's curling up with a good book and escaping into another world. Maybe your version of self-care involves spending quality time with loved ones, practicing mindfulness through meditation, or simply taking a long walk in nature. The key is to identify what truly nourishes your soul and brings you joy. Ever felt like you're just going through the motions? That's often a sign that you're neglecting your own needs. Second, make it intentional, not incidental. Don't wait for self-care to magically appear in your schedule. Spoiler alert, it won't. Treat it like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar and stick to it. Even 15 minutes of dedicated self-care can make a world of difference. Imagine that. You carve out even just a sliver of time each day for yourself, and suddenly, you feel more energized, focused, and ready to tackle anything life throws your way. Third, learn to say no. This is a big one, especially if you're a people pleaser like me. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own needs. Remember, saying no sometimes actually frees up more time and energy for the things that truly matter, including self-care. Think of it as an act of self-respect and a way to protect your precious time and energy. Fourth, move your body, nourish your soul. It's not about becoming a fitness fanatic or following the latest diet trends, though if those work for you, go for it. It's about finding activities that bring you joy and keep your body feeling good. Whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, going for a hike in nature, or simply stretching at home, movement is vital for both physical and mental well-being. And remember to fuel your body with nourishing foods that make you feel energized and vibrant. Finally, practice gratitude. It might sound simple, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your overall happiness and sense of well-being. Think about all the amazing people in your life, the opportunities that come your way, and even those small everyday joys: a warm cup of coffee, the laughter of a loved one, or the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Let's talk real life for a second. Imagine this. You've had a long day at work. Traffic was a nightmare, a project deadline is looming, and your inbox is overflowing with emails. You arrive home exhausted and ready to collapse on the couch. But wait, what if instead of diving headfirst into screen time or mindlessly scrolling through social media, you take 10 minutes for yourself? Maybe light a scented candle, put on some calming music, take a few deep breaths, or stretch your muscles. You might be surprised at how much this simple act of self-care can shift your entire evening. So, remember these key takeaways. Define what self-care means to you, make it intentional, learn to say no, move your body and nourish your soul, and practice gratitude. These small but powerful steps can have a ripple effect throughout your life. By prioritizing your well-being, you create space for more joy, resilience, and success in all areas. Trust me, this isn't about adding more to your already overflowing plate. It's about making space for what truly matters, you. Now go out there and rock that self-care routine. And don't forget to share your self-care tips with us on social media. I can't wait to hear what works for you. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright. This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.